With help from the Council for State Governments, both Texas and Kansas have carried out a detailed study of the major causes for their rising prison populations and then set out to channel state funding into community-based programs instead of into building new prisons. At a conference in Madison on Saturday, Anthony Streveler of Wisconsin's Department of Corrections says Wisconsin can do the same thing once it gathers the data and shows the public that locking more and more people up is not cost-effective.
We're already contracting beds up. We're already bursting at the seams. We have guys laying on the floor, right? So the issue is buy-in because it's risk.
Streveler says the risk that both the public and policymakers have to take is that inevitably someone who should have gone to prison will end up in a community-based program and commit a violent crime. He says the public has to be willing to take that risk to reduce the prison population and to use tax dollars more wisely. One way to reduce that risk, according to Milwaukee Circuit Judge Carl Ashley, is to give judges more personal information about the criminals they're sentencing or sending back to prison after violating their parole.
Their risk, their needs, and their responsivity. And get that to a judge at a point in the process where the judge can rely on that to make a decision. Once the judge makes the decision, big thing here is measure.
Five counties have volunteered to run pilot projects to measure the effectiveness of this and other strategies, such as drug courts and domestic violence courts. Depending on their success, the counties will then ask the legislature to fund the programs. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.